Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Embrace Your Neurostyle series. And I feel like very grateful that Deborah Romero is back for a deep dive. She shared right when we finished our first show that she had layers of trauma that she was ready to share. And she started to tell me, and I said, no, wait until I'd like to hear this for the first time. And we started recording. We've done a couple recordings, but we've had a couple. It's almost like this is the time we're supposed to record. So we've had some tech challenges. And I find sometimes when I have electronic or tech challenges, it's when it's such a powerful topic that we can all relate to. So Deborah, thank you for showing up today, not only for the first show, but for being brave right now.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back, Dr. Denise. It's an honor to be with you and your listeners.
And you have some family surrounding you, right?
Yes, I do. I have a cousin here from Tennessee. I have my godmother here and my auntie. And these actually ladies that are in my life right now are like my mothers. So I'm surrounded by a lot of love right now.
Oh my goodness. Can they just say hello?
Can you guys say hello?
Yay!
Oh my gosh, I feel like we've got like a team of angels. Some love.
Most definitely, they are. So each one of them stepped into my life when it was needed. So I'm very grateful to have them both and my cousin here.
Lovely. So in our first show, if you've listened, everyone, Deborah and I were talking about all the tools in the toolbox can be helpful in healing when we've gone through anything in our life. And this is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I feel like very honored that Debbie's ready to share and go a little bit deeper in some of her own, what I call alchemy in motion of things that have happened. Where would you like to start?
So, you know, if I go back to my first trauma, and I say first trauma because when there's trauma, there becomes layers of trauma. And as we shared earlier, when someone goes through something so profound, it doesn't just affect the person, it affects the person that they're around. And it affects everyone that loves that person. And so with that being said, I'm sharing my story so that when you know someone is going through something traumatic, that you have pause for a moment for them, because you may not know what story they're holding on to secretly or privately within themselves. And the healing work that I have done, I have been so grateful to have therapists, doctors, family members, friends, and my healers to be with me, to take me to where I'm at now today to be able to share this. So one of my biggest things that I do as a medium is I love to give back. And I love to be a medium, and I love to hold space and just share. But the reason why I'm a medium is because at a young age, I went through something very traumatic. And my grandmother, God bless her soul, taught me how to work with the angels. And I would say I was about 4 or 5. I was raised by my mother and my grandparents. I knew my father, but I didn't know him. I just knew of him because he was in the war at a very young age. He was in the Vietnam War. And my mother, when she met him, she was 14, and I think he was 17. And at that time, I believe he was in the war. And when he came back, he still suffered from the different life events that he experienced in that Vietnam War. He came back with PTSD, and he came back with the orange blood disease. And so he wasn't the same person from what I understand, from not knowing him, just hearing the stories of him. But the pieces that I did get to know of him were unfortunately not pleasant ones. So one of the things that he did, he thought he was still at war. And unfortunately, one of the things that I experienced was him taking me. And when I say taking me, I know it sounds harsh. Well, he's your father, but he was a man that I did not know. So I remember going for a car ride between him and another person that he was associated with. And it was in a van. And I'll never forget this blue van. I'll never forget the long drive that it took to get to where he took me. Later in my years of life, I realized that I was taken to Juarez, Mexico. So I was taken to another country. I didn't know that then until as an adult, I started asking questions. And one of the biggest traumas that I experienced was I didn't know I was hidden from people. I didn't know I was, you know, I'm a child. So I just knew when people came over, I was locked up or told to stay here, be quiet, don't say nothing. So it was very, I was always told to be quiet. And so for somehow, in some reason, I remember getting out. And I remember running out and just running to leave. I just wanted to come home. And all I saw was a home around nothing and just dirt everywhere. And so then I knew, okay, I'm not home. I don't even remember how I returned back home. I do remember being afraid and telling my grandmother to shut the door very quickly. Hurry, shut the door, shut the door. So I was always in that fear of like something wrong was going to happen because I experienced this trauma. The mind is, yes.
At what age, how long were you away from your mom?
Do you know, I don't even remember. I just know that it
and
was
wait, months. What's your mom's name?
Suzanne Castillo.
Suzanne. And what's your dad's name?
Jose Chavez.
And where are they now?
My mother, unfortunately, has dementia and she's in a rest home. And my father, who I talk to still, I talk to both of them, is in Texas. And so I have learned to build a new type of relationship with them from the standpoint of their awareness of where they are now. But it took time. And it took understanding and it took a lot of questions to say, hey, what was happening to you and why you did the things that you did or you reacted the way you did. And so with a compassion for both of them, imagining being parents at 14 and experiencing, you know, my mother experienced physical abuse. So with physical abuse came depression, came manic depressive, low self-esteem, lack of confidence. When you're hurt for so long, as a daughter, all I could witness was her trying to build herself up without support of what was happening to her and her own thoughts. And so I became the parent for her. I stepped in for her when I learned to take care of myself. And so this trauma has built me to who I am now because I learned to pray to the angels with the help of my grandmother. And this is why I'm so sensitive to spirit. And this is why I believe in the connection of my God and my higher self, because I was able to use this to help me cope with what happened to me.
I just want to say thank you for being so loving and so brave. And we did the first show, and I know right when we started to do this one, this is the take that's going to happen. Who knows? We might even share the other ones that we couldn't. There was so much feeling in you. I'm so, the other thing, everyone, if you're sharing your story for the first time with a teacher or a trusted person or a family member, whether it's someone that's been kidnapped or sexual trauma or something, or if you're sharing your story like Debbie's doing today, she did a really incredible tool. She's got loving, loving people right around her.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked in the first show about how, you know, we're not alone. And right now you have a team of people that you could hug right in this very moment.
Yes. And they have always been my people to go to. My aunt has stepped in where my mother could not. And my Nina has stepped in where if someone was not available, she would be there with me and come have coffee with me or just pray with me. So she is my godmother. And she has now stepped in the role as my grandmother. It teaches me to pray.
No, that's beautiful. So this is a big deal that you shared this. And in the you've taught us in the first show the ways you've reached out to teachers and you were doing some healing. And you also tuned in. You said that sometimes when we have trauma, mm-hmm. we learn how to go into our suffering and we have different levels of awareness. And that's why
yes.
the idea of the and beyond, the embrace your yes. nurse style and beyond. So what's your current understanding of how you've gone into your suffering of surviving a kidnap, surviving a lot more? And we only, you know, I think the other two, everyone, is when you're telling your story, do it in the dose that works for you.
Yes.
So this is a dose. Do you feel like this is a good amount of dose?
Oh, most definitely. This is a dose. This is just a layer of who I am. It is not what happened to me. Is what I'm creating is after the fact is what's happening to me. And allowing myself to be so vulnerable to be here with you guys, it's important that you know, you don't know what someone is carrying. You don't know what wounds they have within them and why they do the things that they do. But if you can just give a little bit of your time and a little bit of compassion, as Spirit said in the first half, here's my hand, take it, I will take care of you. You're holding hands, Dr. Denise, of so many, as am I. And I feel that you need to know that you're not alone. And there are other ways to elevate and to level up and to shift and to bring that joy and happiness that you may have not been able to experience. It's about having fun and remembering who you were before the things that happened to you that were not so cool. It's remembering that's your birthright.
Well, and you, thank you. You eloquently expressed, and this might have been in the show that dropped, that when you were sharing your emotional reaction and remembering back to when you were the little girl that was age 4, this is for anyone, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. When someone has any sort of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, or trauma, or neglect, or something unimaginable, right? Mm-hmm. We have no idea when a song, when a vision, when a feeling state or an environment might trigger and have a cascade of emotions. Yes. And what you mentioned is that you wanted people to be aware that when they're taking care of their own mental health and well-being and using the tools in the toolbox, you know, to heal, that it has a ripple effect of healing their ancestors. And by the way, I want to tell you this. My understanding is that when we do the spiritual healing in this current moment, we are affecting up to 6-7 generations before and after us in the ancestral realms. Now, that's something from Native American, but then there's also the Super Genes book by Deepak Chopra that shows that our ancestral DNA, like the food choices we make or our microbiome, even down to the gut level, that we literally influence. That's why the Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond, I have my logos, DNA strands that are in like an ethereal way that shows we can influence and heal. Yes. So by you sharing in the first show, which we kept really light and open, and then you're like, wait, I was ready to go deeper. So to me, this is also really sacred that you were willing to share something, one of your stories, in the dose that you wanted to. And you wanted people to know a bunch of things. So can you tag off of that and kind of for mental health awareness about what your understanding is of your PTSD and how you've gone into the suffering and some tools you've used to be here now with us?
I think one of the positive things, as I said, I had my godmother who's here who stepped in to teach me to pray and to understand faith, right? We cannot change what happened to us, but we can change how we respond to what happened to us. And I think it's important that we can learn to step out of that day by day. Be as gentle as you can with no judgment to anyone. There should be no blame. I know for me, one of my biggest healing things that always stays with me is one of my shamanic teachers was in town from Sedona. It was right after a passing of my sister-in-law. And she was sitting here in my living room and she had me lay down and she held space for me. And it's when we take responsibility for our own actions, our own words, our own thoughts, and bringing the energy back to thyself. Really allowing ourselves to be fully aware of where we are in the present moment. I love how you talk about the power of now, because it's what's happening to you now is what matters. It didn't happen overnight. It took a lot of talking, understanding. And when things occur in your life, other traumas occur, that PTSD can be reignited. It can be remembered. Our memories still stay within us as their impressions within our DNA, as you say, but they lighten, they lessen, they change. The alchemy becomes lighter to the words of our perception of how we see and view all things. Giving compassion for my father, compassion for my mother, giving the love to me, knowing that it's not my fault. And so recognizing, for those that are listening, whatever your PTSD is, whatever anxiety, depression, worry, or fear, surrendering it and letting it flow in its organic state in the best way that you can, so that it can unfold with the grace of God's hands, is probably going to be the most sacred thing you can do for yourself. Unraveling.
You mentioned that you have a team. So you've got the team of family angels around you.
First
show, you talked about going to teachers when you started having more levels of awareness and accessing your angels. And you did a grounding exercise. And we really, in this deep dive with your vulnerable share, we wanted to talk about alchemy and motion. And what that really means is that everything's energy. So we have feelings of loss, betrayal, and we can use those for momentum of neutrality, inner peace, and then love. So we can shift it. But the most important thing is we are having a human experience. So our feelings are all valid.
Yeah.
I was just envisioning the very first time you told me the story about you as a little girl, the one that dropped the when we were having electrical difficulties. Mm-hmm. It was so powerful when you first told me the story about you running out of the closet or the shed or the place where you were being held.
And captive. So that helped. What that right there, what you're bringing back, I actually saw a trance healer who actually was able to tap into that.
So can I tell you what I got before you tell me anything?
Oh, please do.
Do you have a blanket that is a very comforting blanket for you right now? Anywhere right around you?
I do always carry a blanket. I love blankets. Yes, they're my
protection. I got a blanket.
Yes.
What I got intuitively without you telling me is I saw a blanket. And what I just imagined while I'm here with all of you, and you can do this for yourselves, is I just went back because time is man-made. And I just imagined you as a little girl running instead of seeing the dirt. Mm-hmm. I imagined you wrapped with a warm, cozy blanket with surrounded by loved ones.
I got to share that story with you.
Okay.
My grandparents raised me, and I had a favorite blanket. My grandfather threw that blanket away on accident and actually went to the junkyard and found it. So I actually had a favorite blanket, and he didn't realize that he threw it away. And as a little girl, that was my comfort. So as an adult, I actually collect little blankets, and that is like my little protection that I wrap when I meditate or when I pray, is what I use for my comfort.
Okay, so everyone, what just happened that I didn't know was going to happen is I got a vision in real time. Mm-hmm. I saw a blanket and I saw her protected, but it was really strong. It was so strong that I interrupted her when she was talking about her transcendental media. And the reason why I did that is I wanted to get almost like what you do as an evidential medium. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw that blanket and now you just explained the meaning of that, that's an example, everyone. I'm here in the physical form. Debbie's here, you know, on the other side of the line, but we have unseen energy perceptions that are from spirit. So before we recorded the show, we asked our Debbie has her way she views the universe, all of you do, and we asked to be protected, and we're getting so much love in this recording. And so the power of even now, like, tell me more about the blankets, tell me more about also your alchemy. You've also mentioned that you do some charity in honor of PTSD. So there's all these ways when we've gone through the what I call the unimaginable, mm-hmm. that we can go into it and keep being our own best friend and healers and have loved ones around us.
Most definitely. So that is just a sign that my grandfather is very present. And so you not knowing that my grandfather was my father, And so he was the one that took care of me. And so he's the one that showed me the love and the compassion, who actually was a therapist for alcohol and drugs. And so he was that AA supporter, fighter.
Oh, I'm getting chills. My spidey senses, everyone, when spirit's here for me, the way I perceive things, right when Debbie said it's her grandfather, I got lightning bolt chills. What's his name?
Edward.
Edward. Okay. Thanks, Edward. Yes. By the way, we can say hey, whether hey. Someone's in the earth realm, the other realm, like it's just the energy of love.
Yes. And they're very much holding us and holding space. And I'll give you the example of my blanket. As a healer medium, I'm simply the observer. I am the antenna between spirit world and for you. As you witness the blanket comes in for my clients before spiritual psychic surgery, or if you believe in that, starts to occur. And so if a blanket of protection was placed on me, this is also allowing me to heal as I share my story. So you witnessing the blanket is very meaningful. Not only is it significant in the physical form of life for my grandfather, but also in a spiritual way for me as a medium. Before my guides come in and do any healing work on a soul that I connect with, a blanket is gently placed over them. And so as an observer, spirit will come in a trance way, is to heal an emotional wound that is connected to me physically. So I am so open and vulnerable with you right now that spirit is allowing that to take place for both of us right now. You're the observer and I'm receiving, and I appreciate you holding that sacred space for me. So for that to be looked at on a deeper level, that is where how deep that blanket comes in.
So this to me, I am, okay.
Yes.
Words of gratitude, words of love, humility, just everything about it. So I don't even know where else we can go with this, because let's just relate this back to when we have moments, everyone, that are called there are no coincidences. So when we're in the space and surrounding ourselves with people that show pure love, watch your own unique magic come in. So Debbie, I need to learn though to say thank you for allowing this interview, but also it's an honor. It's an honor to know you. I had no idea. Everyone, I asked Debbie not to tell me anything.
She did.
I do that, everyone. I do that as a doctor before I even knew how intuitive I am. I always said I don't want to know what someone else's think, because I want to just get my own unique sensory perception and then create a space where things can just come, where people feel comfortable. And mm-hmm. So I really just saw this little girl. I saw you running, and instead of into dirt, I saw you feeling protected and loved.
Yes. And so, I'm so loved and so protected.
So when someone has what I also got, that's really precise, that, cause I had no idea. I'm kind of my own form of blown away. I had no idea the magnitude of what the blanket meant for you until right now. So mm-hmm. I'm just like taking this all in. Yes. But what I got is that from an alchemy in motion, I got you running away, but running away into safety.
Yes.
So like if you have a trigger, a trauma trigger, anyone, you can then, whether it's a sound, a smell, or a vision, like Debbie said, the dirt was a trauma. She can imagine that if she chooses to make that into a cloud that lifts her up into safety, a blanket that carries her. So it doesn't take away the physical pain and suffer that happened in that moment of the human time, but we can go back, because what happens with the way we have memories, we can recreate, our mind's so powerful that we can recreate healing epochs or healing times for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So she and I, to this day, we won't even understand the magnitude of the power of this show, that we had no idea we were doing this many shows today. We both moved things. So I'm going to let you comment now, and then we'll figure out how to close. Cause I want to, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, but it's one of those situations that at any moment in time, you can remember you're not alone. You can heal and you can seek help.
Yes. And it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to be uncomfortable, and it's okay to go at your own pace. I think for me, using all the different teams that I was able to connect with. The latest, deepest healing that I had was with a medium. And so don't be afraid to find the right medium that is a healer that is able to hold space for you. I was able to get a story, a different story from my father's mother who passed, which I was not expecting to receive, from someone who knew nothing of this story that I share today, who brought it up detailed, so detailed, about what my mother felt like and what she went through and what my father's mother felt and what she went through. Everyone gets affected when there's trauma. Everybody hurts. But as we heal one layer at a time, everybody heals. So be as gentle, be as open, but also look for the right person that's going to fit, that person that's going to meet the needs that your soul is needing. Trust your gut, do the background check, look at your resources, see where this person's coming from. Is the training there? Dr. Denise is an amazing person, an amazing soul with an open heart. And that's what you're looking for, someone who's going to be there for you in the way that your soul is needing for the moment. So I appreciate you, Dr. Denise, for having me and allowing me to share a piece of my vulnerability, and with hopes that this helps someone look at life differently, even when there's trauma. I do not hold my mother or father in any form of any anger. I worked through it, and my frustration and processing everything, it's taken a lot of time, but I'm very grateful to be where I'm at today. So I thank you for letting me share my experience.
It's an absolute honor. And also what I'm also getting from the last show and then the ones that we couldn't release because they just went tech difficulties, mm-hmm. that the angels, I wouldn't mind right here before we say goodbye, is if you can honor some of your ancestors. If there's, I don't know if this doesn't resonate with you, don't do it. But what I'm getting is saying a first name and then like a loving thing to them, because people remember, if you've lost someone to any mental health challenge or to COVID or to anything, if you have this belief that there's something possible beyond earth, this and beyond, that energy exists in your heart and soul forever. You can have a journal, you can write a note, you can do a prayer, you can sing a song. So yeah. If it resonates with you, Debbie, and you have anyone you want, names or angels or anything right here to show how you work with your clients, but if it helps you, but if not, it's okay. If this is too much, I understand. So
when it comes to mental health, I have lost loved ones actually, due to mental health. And unfortunately, this happens. This is real life stuff that's out there. And for these souls, these were my son's godparents. I'm going to say Louis Romero, Carla Romero, and my sister-in-law, Antoinette Romero. So we have three beautiful angels on the other side who have battled mental health or secretly gone through their own things, their feelings that I will not be able to comprehend. It's their life and their experience. And I just know that we lost them in a way that I wish we could have saved them. And what I do and how I connect for mental health is not only for me, but for other family members who are going through it now, do not experience the grief that our family has endured from losing such beautiful souls at such a young age. And so with that being said, know that you're loved and there's always someone that you can talk to, even if you can't speak it. As you said, journal it, write it down, and find the right person who's going to listen to you, because you matter.
So we're doing an audio show. I have my hand on my heart. For people that are listening, you know, hopefully you listen to what part you can, because this can be heavy. But Debbie, thank you for our time today. And also, I don't even have that many more words, because it's more just like pure love. I'm sending you love. And also, I feel like when I see you, we have to have like a blanket exchange or something.
Yes,
cute.
Yes, girl.
Like, little, I love we can my be blanket. Blanket. We can like get little blankets or something cute to just like almost like our bond, because it's really sweet. And today and our time rocked my world in gratitude that you felt comfortable talking about all this. And everyone, you're not alone. Mental health affects us every day. And the more we hang out with your, those fun ladies that you're about to hang out with, can you guys all say hi again?
Can you guys all say hi again?
Okay, so she's got a bunch of love bugs that are about to go hang out with her and enjoy her. And Debbie, thank you so much. I think this is the start of, you know, many more opportunities to talk and connect. And thank you everyone for tuning in, and cheers to you sharing your story. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Dr. Denise, and thank you to the listeners. I hope this gives you guys hope, inspiration, and love that you feel that within yourself that you can move forward in a positive way, and you don't have to stay in that dark shadow. Let's take a step out of that shadow and into the light. Much love to each and one of you. Thank
you. And everyone, you can find Debbie at Trent. Can you tell them where they can find you?
Transcend with Debbie, Instagram, Facebook, Medium Deborah Romero, and Transcend with Debbie on TikTok. So if you're looking for mediums that want to share their love and passion, take a look. There's so many of them that are so professional, so well trained, and they're there just to share love.
Debbie Romero. Thank you, beautiful soul. Thank you, everyone. We'll put the links and how you can find her. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.